news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday should be an interesting day in the Senate Rules Committee, where they began marking up S-1, the For the People Act. It's a huge election reform package supported by virtually all Senate Democrats, except for Joe Manchin. Republicans plan to offer more than 100 amendments, so this markup may last a while. The legislation is one of the top priorities for the Democrats, who are moving ahead with it despite heavy Republican opposition. The House passed its version of the For the People Act on a party line vote in March, and Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, has vowed to bring it up for consideration on the Senate floor once the Rules Committee completes its work. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to block the Democratic bill. Well, everything the Democrats do. He's described S-1 as a power grab that would doom Republican to minority status. Some Democrats have suggested blowing up the filibuster over this issue. Senator Amy Klobuchar chairs the Rules Committee, and she kicked things off Monday morning.
The stakes could not be higher. The freedom to vote is fundamental to our nation. It's the bedrock of the system of our government. It was the founding principle of our country, and it has stood the test of wars, economic strife, and a global pandemic. We were reminded in a very visceral way on January 6th that it is up to us to protect against threats to our democracy, to ensure that our democracy succeeds. Our committee is doing important work in the aftermath of that horrific day, including with the bipartisan report that we will release this month. As we move forward, I can think of no more vital task than bolstering our democracy. And this bill was introduced to do just that by making sure our government works for the people.
The session is streaming on C-SPAN and the Senate Rules Committee website at rules.senate.gov. President Biden on Monday restored health care protections for transgender people, reversing policies put in place by the former guy. Under Biden's policy, the Department of Health and Human Services will renew prohibitions against discrimination by health care providers based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Trump had ordered that anti-discrimination rules in the 2010 Affordable Care Act didn't apply to transgender people, one of the reasons why he is now the former guy. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination for children aged 12 to 15. It now goes to the CDC for final approval before they can start administering the shots. Pfizer's two-dose vaccine already had been approved for use in those 16 and older. The decision to allow emergency use of the vaccine will speed up efforts to get middle school students vaccinated before the next school year begins, boosting the national push to reduce new infections. Children account for about 20% of the population, so getting them vaccinated is seen as a critical part of the effort to fight the pandemic. Well, tensions are high in the Middle East. The worst eruption of violence between Israel and Palestinians in recent years continued into a second day Tuesday as officials there braced for fighting to escalate even further. The Monday night fighting erupted after days of clashes in Jerusalem due to the pending eviction of several Arab families from the city's predominantly Palestinian Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Israel's Supreme Court was set to rule Monday on a decision to evict four Palestinian families from their home in favor of right-wing Israeli settlers. At the request of Israeli security chiefs citing security concerns, the Supreme Court announced that it would delay its decision on the evictions. But several days of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem have left hundreds of Palestinians injured. The situation there seems to be only getting worse. A World Health Organization official said Monday that the agency was reclassifying a COVID-19 variant that's rampant in India as a global health threat. Oh boy. This variant, known as B1617, is a triple mutant coronavirus strain that's highly contagious. India's new infections and deaths remained near record daily highs on Monday. The numbers were slightly below recent peaks, but not low enough to provide relief for hospitals running out of oxygen and beds or overwhelmed morgues and crematoriums. Pressure is mounting on the government to announce a nationwide lockdown like one imposed during the country's first wave last year. Dr. Anthony Fauci told Indian authorities, quote, "You've got to shut down." Well, a date's been set. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced that the chamber's 212 Republicans would vote on Wednesday on removing Liz Cheney from the number three spot in Republican leadership. Cheney has faced mounting criticism from members of her party for her condemnation of the former guy's bogus claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him through voter fraud. Cheney survived a vote of no confidence a few months ago after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. But it appears with this vote on Wednesday, Cheney will be replaced in leadership by Trump devotee Elise Stefanik. Senator Mitt Romney on Monday warning that replacing Cheney, quote, won't gain the GOP one additional voter, but it will cost us quite a few. And on the other hand, we have President Joe Biden, who scored a whopping approval of 63% in a poll released Monday by the Associated Press. Biden also scored high points for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, with 71% approval, including 47% of Republicans. 54% of those polled said they believe the country was on the right track. That's the highest mark in this poll since 2017. The poll found worries about the pandemic to have fallen to their lowest level since February of 2020. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.